Thank you. You may be seated.
Gracias. Puede tomar asiento.
God bless you.
Dios les bendiga.
Amen.
Are you visiting or?
¿Está visitando?
God bless you. Nice to have you.
Amen.
Dios les bendiga. Es bueno tenerlo.
You live around here?
¿Vive por acá?
Yeah, do you live around? Huh? Nice.
Qué bien.
Oh, yeah, that guy. mi compadre. God bless you all.
Dios les bendiga a todos.
Nice to have Brother Chris again here with us.
Amen.
Russell's here. Nice to see you all.
Qué bueno verlos a todos.
I wanted to greet Brother Ron and Sister Ann.
Quiero saludar al hermano Ron y a la hermana
Ann.
En línea.
Sure miss you all.
Les extrañamos a todos.
And I think that was Ron's mother, Judy.
Creo que la mamá de Ron, Judy.
She has been through great trials recently and the loss of her husband.
Ha estado a través de muchas pruebas y la pérdida de su esposo.
And many trials of her life.
Muchas pruebas en su vida.
But she's a solid believer.
Pero ella es una creyente sólida.
So God bless you, Sister Judy. Lots of prayers have been lifted up on your behalf. I want you to know that.
Dios le bendiga, hermana Judy. Muchas oraciones han sido levantadas.
That he who has been with you all your life.
Que aquel que ha estado contigo toda tu vida
will show himself even more in the end.
Estará mostrándose contigo más al final.
Okay, let's go back to the seed, the surety of the seed.
Bueno, vamos de vuelta a la aseguranza de la semilla.
Okay, and we're talking about the divine husbandman.
Y estábamos hablando del labrador divino.
As Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches.
Así como Jesús dijo, yo soy la viña y ustedes las ramas.
My father is the husbandman.
Mi padre es el labrador.
If I get going too fast, you just nudge me, okay? And I've been watching how he watches over his seed.
Y hemos estado viendo cómo él vigila su simiente.
In the most challenging of circumstances.
En las circunstancias más retantes.
When you stop and think about it.
Cuando tú se detiene y piensa al respecto.
We've mentioned so many times, look at every man and woman of God in the scripture that he's used so greatly.
Vemos muchas veces a cada hombre y mujer de las escrituras y cómo él los usa grandemente.
On purpose he put them in a position.
A propósito les pone en una posición.
Right, on purpose.
¿Verdad? A propósito.
So they had to deny everything of these senses.
Entonces right. Tienen que negar todo lo que ellos sienten.
To stand alone on the word of God.
Para pararse solos en la palabra de Dios.
Abraham.
Moses.
Moisés.
All of them.
Todos ellos.
Noé.
Elijah.
Elías,
all of them.
Todos.
Okay. So, what about me?
Entonces,
and you?
¿Y usted?
Why would we think anything different?
¿Por qué pensaría algo diferente?
But in all of that,
pero en todo
he sows a seed.
Él siembra
puts
una
them
semilla.
In difficult situations.
En diferentes situaciones difíciles.
Because he has confidence in his seed.
Porque él tiene confianza en su semilla.
So the seed is sown in tares.
Entonces
right
la semilla sembrada y brota.
Right. And but he brings it through.
La semilla crece con cizañas.
Okay, so last week.
Entonces la semana pasada.
We were talking about the necessity of knowing who you are as that seed.
Hablamos acerca de la necesidad de quién tú eres en esa semilla.
That you can have confidence
que puedes tener
in confianza what he said you are.
De lo que él dijo que tú eres.
So today,
entonces hoy,
I want to speak on the faith of the seed of God.
Quiero hablar de la fe de la semilla de Dios.
Okay, now, we all know that we're in rapturing season.
Entonces todos sabemos de que estamos en temporada de rapto.
So when we think of rapture,
entonces cuando pensamos de rapto,
we think of rapturing faith.
Pensamos de fe de rapto.
And when we think of rapturing faith,
cuando pensamos en la fe de rapto,
we all break into a cold sweat.
Todos nos ponemos a sudar helado.
And say, whoops.
Y decimos, oops.
Yeah, okay, let's change the subject.
Entonces, bueno, puedo cambiar el título.
Because in terms of faith,
porque en términos de fe,
we're thinking always in terms of quantity. How much faith do I have?
Siempre estamos pensando en términos de cantidad. ¿Cuánta fe tengo?
Okay, so Brother Branham said we hardly have enough faith.
Entonces, el hermano Branham dice,
toothache.
Apenas tenemos fe para
toothache.
Pensar.
Ah, very good.
Oh, para un dolor de diente.
Sí. But he said we need more faith, right?
Pero él dice que necesitamos más fe.
So that's me and you always before the Lord.
Entonces ese es usted y yo antes del Señor.
Oh, I need more.
Oh, necesito
oh,
más.
I don't have enough.
No tengo suficiente.
Okay. But I have a question for you to think about this morning.
Pero tengo una pregunta para usted que piense al respecto.
Is he speaking really of quantity or size?
¿Acaso él está pensando verdaderamente de cantidad o de talla?
Or is he speaking of substance quality?
¿O está pensando de la calidad de la sustancia?
Okay. This is, you hear what I said?
¿Escuchó lo que dije?
Different way of looking at it.
Diferente perspectiva.
Okay. Or both.
O ambas.
Now, here's a quote from 1965 right at the end.
Aquí está una cita del 65 al final.
And I want you to notice his wording very closely.
Y quiero que noten estas palabras muy cerca.
Okay, he says, I want you to get built up now.
Y quiero que se edifiquen ahora.
In the holy oracles of God.
En los santos oráculos de Dios.
What did he say? Get built up.
¿Qué dice?
In the holy oracles of God.
Que se edifiquen en los santos oráculos
in
de Dios.
In the faith.
En la fe.
Now, how many times have we gone over not just faith, present tense faith?
¿Cuántas veces hemos ido no solo fe, sino fe en el presente?
Present tense revelation.
La revelación en el presente.
Don't ever forget that. Jesus Christ reveals himself to every age, to every time. He reveals himself to you today.
Nunca lo olvide. Jesucristo se ha revelado en todos los tiempos, incluso hoy.
The faith of the hour.
La fe de la hora.
The faith.
La fe.
The faith.
La fe.
It's going to take more faith than there ever was in any age.
Se va a necesitar más fe que nunca en cualquier edad.
For this has to be rapturing faith to be taken up.
Esto tiene que ser fe de rapto para ser asumida.
What does he say? Where did your mind just go?
¿Qué dijo? ¿Dónde fue tu mente?
It's going to take more faith than there was in any. Oh, I.
Requerirá
let me
más
see.
Fe.
I got that much and I need this much and I need.
Déjame ver. Tengo este pequeño o esto.
How do I have this much faith and how do I make it grow?
¿Cómo es que tengo esta pequeña fe y la hago crecer?
How do I have 10 cents worth of faith and I need 50 cents worth or $2 or $100.
¿Cómo es que tengo 10 centavos, 20 centavos y la hago okay. reproducir a $100 de fe?
But watch what he says.
Pero vigile lo que él dice.
Watch what he says.
Vigile lo que él dice.
Okay, it's going to take more faith.
Tomará más fe.
Okay. He says, so we want you to believe tonight.
Él dice, necesitamos que creas esta noche.
In all that you've seen.
En todo lo que has visto.
Heard.
Escuchado.
The word that you've heard preached.
La palabra que has escuchado predicada.
In other words, consider what's there.
En otras palabras, considera lo que hay.
And how have I responded?
¿Y cómo hemos respondido?
And I say I believe.
Y digo, yo creo.
Okay.
Muy bien.
I say I believe.
Y digo, yo creo.
But I want you to consider something.
Y quiero que considere algo.
Seed does not err with the shuck.
La simiente no errará con la cáscara.
The carriers of the seed.
Los portadores de la semilla.
Sarah.
Sara.
Okay, Abraham's seed. Hagar.
La simiente de Abraham. Agar.
What did he say?
¿Qué dijo él?
They slightly doubted.
Ellos dudaron un poquito.
So they couldn't be heirs. They had to be carriers. They couldn't be that seed. They were just carriers of the seed.
Entonces no pudieron ser herederos. Solo portadores. No podían dudar.
So here's something I'm bringing in today.
Aquí hay algo que estoy trayendo.
Connecting with faith really for the first time in this way.
Estoy conectando por primera vez con la fe.
The cleansing of the human spirit.
La limpieza del espíritu humano.
My conscience.
Mi conciencia.
My reasoning.
Mi razonamiento.
When I look at this word.
Cuando veo esta palabra.
What does my reasoning say?
¿Qué dice mi razonamiento?
Because if my reasoning wasn't involved.
Por causa de que mi razonamiento no fue envuelto.
We'd be seeing a lot more than we're seeing.
Estaremos viendo mucho más de lo que vimos.
So I have faith.
Entonces tengo fe.
But it's affected by what I see, but I, okay.
Pero es afectada
so
por
are
lo que veo.
We different than Sarah who slightly doubted.
Entonces ahora somos diferentes que Sara que duró un poco. que dudó.
So there has to be a cleansing process again.
Entonces, tiene que haber un proceso de limpieza
human spirit.
En ese espíritu humano.
Right?
¿Verdad?
So that when I look at the word of God, it says what it says.
Cuando veo la palabra de Dios, ¿qué dice?
Now, you've heard me mention.
Me ha escuchado mencionar.
A brother in Uganda.
Un hermano en Uganda.
Okay, who some of us have listened to.
Que algunos han escuchado.
And we're drawn to him because where he's at in the word of God and in the message of the hour.
Y somos atraídos a él por donde él está en la palabra de Dios y el mensaje de la hora.
Who?
¿Quién?
Takes God at his word, period.
Toma a Dios en su palabra, punto.
And it might have been his life, I'm not sure. He lived a tortured life.
Y pudo haber sido su vida. Vivió una vida tortuosa.
Miserable.
Miserable.
In every way.
En todas las maneras.
So that when finally the word came to him, there was nothing else to distract him from that.
Y cuando finalmente la palabra vino a él, no hubo nada que le distrajera.
Okay. So, when they said that your baby's dead in the mother's womb before the last baby he had.
Cuando ellos dijeron, tu bebé está muerto en el vientre de tu madre antes del último que tú.
He said, no, it isn't.
Y él dice, no, no lo está.
They said, listen, mister, don't bring your religion to this hospital. That's what the doctor said.
Escucha, ministro, no traigas religión a este hospital.
There's no heartbeat, your baby's dead.
No hay latido del corazón, su bebé está muerto.
It isn't dead, it's alive.
Él dijo, no está muerto, está vivo.
It might be dead, but I'm going to hold that baby and he's going to be alive.
Quizás esté muerto, pero sostendré ese bebé y vivirá.
Okay. So, I said... They told him to mind his own business, and the doctors would mind their own business, and they went and did their job, and pretty soon he heard a little baby cry.
Entonces, cada quien tomó cartas en el asunto, y cuando trajeron al bebé, él lloró.
He says, I don't know how long that baby had been dead.
Y él dijo, no sé por cuánto tiempo ese bebé estaba muerto.
It doesn't matter.
No importa.
Okay, now there's faith.
Ahí está la fe.
So it's when his daughter came in.
Entonces, cuando su hija vino.
And everybody's screaming.
Y todo el mundo gritando.
You know Africa, they got the black mamba there.
Ustedes saben, en África tienen la mamba negra.
Little daughter, maybe 10, 12 years old, something like that, I got the impression. She's got bit by a snake.
Una pequeña hija de 10, 12 años, tengo la impresión, fue mordida por una serpiente.
And all the people around are screaming and crying. What color was the snake?
Y toda la gente gritando y llorando. ¿Qué color era la serpiente?
Now, what would you think?
Ahora, ¿qué pensaría usted?
So Lilia comes in, David, and says, Daddy, I've been bit by a snake.
Entonces Lilia viene a David y le dice,
was it a rattler?
Me ha mordido una serpiente. ¿Cuál fue?
Right? Come on.
Una cascabel.
So what did Brother Abraham say?
¿Cuál fue? Entonces, ¿qué dijo el hermano Abraham?
What difference does it make?
¿Qué diferencia hace? Eso fue lo que dijo.
He says, no, you're a daughter of God.
Y él dice, tú eres una hija de Dios.
We're going to pray for you and go to bed.
Oraremos por ti y ve a dormir.
They said, no, what, you got to check. He says, no.
Y les dijeron, no, tienes que
ayudar. Who's God?
No. ¿Quién es Dios?
Does that make any difference with him?
¿Acaso hace alguna diferencia con él?
So then he makes statements. He says, do you know with God there's no such thing as a miracle?
Entonces él hace una declaración, ¿sabes que Dios no hace milagros como eso?
It's only a miracle to you.
Es solo un milagro para ti.
That's what God is. That's what he does.
Eso es lo que Dios es. Eso es lo que él hace.
That's just what he does.
Eso es lo que él es.
We say it's a miracle. He says, no, this is just what my God does.
Nosotros, tú dices, eres un milagro. Y yo digo, eso es lo que mi Dios
so
hace.
So do you see where there's already someone ahead of you?
Entonces siempre hay alguien que está por encima de ti en fe.
Is it quantity?
¿Es acaso cantidad?
Is it size or is it simply no?
¿Está
he said this. And there's nothing in here that is going to challenge that.
O es simplemente no, eso es lo que él dice y nada lo puede retar.
Because we have something in here that challenges everything.
Porque hay algo aquí que reta.
The word says this, but I see this. Right?
El mundo dice esto, pero
the
yo
word
veo
says
esto.
This, but I feel this.
El mundo dice esto, pero yo siento
and
esto.
What I'm feeling is screaming at me.
Pero lo
right?
que siento me está gritando.
And he says I don't care what
dice,
screams.
No me importa
the word
lo que
says
dice.
This, and it will be.
El Señor dice, y eso será.
Okay. So, it's simply
entonces, a un cierto
the
punto,
pure purity of faith I'm speaking of.
La pureza de la fe es de lo que estoy hablando.
No, this is what he said.
Y eso es lo que él dice.
This is the word of God.
Esta es la palabra de Dios.
That's it, period.
Eso es.
And there's nothing else to consider.
No hay nada más que considerar.
What is the matter with me and you?
¿Qué importa
we consider all sorts of things.
Entre usted y yo? Siempre consideramos lo social.
Right? Well, what about?
Oh,
what about?
¿Qué hay de? ¿Qué hay
what
de?
About?
¿Qué hay de?
Oh.
Oh, espera.
What does the snake look like?
¿Cómo se miraba,
right,
la serpiente?
Come on, me and you, all of us.
Vamos, usted y yo, todo el mundo.
No, okay, so in Africa,
entonces en África,
you're visiting,
estás
David,
visitando,
and Lily comes in, I got bit by a snake.
David y Lily explicaba una serpiente.
Everybody's screaming.
Todo el mundo gritando.
What color was it? What did it look like? Was it black?
¿Qué color era? ¿Era negra?
You say, what difference does it make?
Y tú dices, ¿qué diferencia hace?
Well, pray, go to bed.
Ve a orar.
No, I mean it. No, we're not going to, you should, well, we should have it checked out.
Ve a dormir.
No,
no, no, tenemos que checarla.
Who's your God?
¿Quién es tu Dios?
Who's your Lord?
¿Quién es tu Señor?
What did he say?
¿Qué él dijo?
Is it truth or isn't it truth?
¿Es verdad o no?
Okay. So you see,
entonces ves,
the devil uses your head up here, the greatest battle ever fought, always working in your mind to question.
El diablo usando tu mente todo el momento, la mayor batalla jamás
and
peleada.
And believe me, he'll always put something in your head,
y créeme, siempre pondrá algo en tu mente,
to figure out a way to question.
Para procesar y preguntar.
Right? And what does that do?
¿Y qué eso hace?
When Eve, oh, excuse me, when Sarah slightly doubted and she could not be
cuando Sarah duró un poquito,
the carrier, ruined the whole program.
Durante todo el programa. Arruinó todo el
so
programa.
Where are we?
Entonces, ¿dónde estamos?
So again,
nuevamente,
listen to what he says.
Eso es lo que él dice.
It's going to take more faith than there was in any age.
Tomará más fe que en cualquier otra edad.
For this has to be rapturing faith.
Porque esto tiene que ser fe de rapto.
To be taken up.
Para tomar lugar.
And so we want you to believe tonight.
Y queremos que creas esta
now
noche.
Listen to these words.
Y escucha estas palabras.
Believe tonight all that you've seen.
Creer esta noche todo lo
what
que has visto.
What have you seen?
¿Qué has visto?
You've seen vindication.
Has visto vindicación.
You've seen God stand behind his word.
Has visto que Dios se para en su palabra.
My word is true,
y dice,
period.
Mi palabra es verdad, punto.
And that my word
mi palabra
defies
vence
every single law of science that there is.
Cualquier ley de ciencia que exista.
I don't care what the doctors say.
No me importa lo que el doctor diga.
I don't care what it looks like.
No me importa cómo se vea.
Okay. It doesn't make any difference because
no hace ninguna
here
diferencia.
Is the word
porque aquí está la palabra
that defies all laws of gravity, all laws of science, all laws of knowledge, all laws of everything.
Que vence toda ley de gravedad, de ciencia, de conocimiento.
Here's a person on their deathbed.
Aquí está una persona en una cama muerta.
Rising up off their cot.
Resucitando de su catre.
Here's a man
aquí hay
spent
un hombre,
years
por años,
okay, in a wheelchair
en una silla
that
de
rises
ruedas,
up and walks.
Que se levanta y camina.
Pushing the wheelchair.
Sentado en una silla de ruedas.
That's our God.
Ese es nuestro Dios.
Now, is
ahora,
he just William Branham's God?
¿Es solo el Dios de William Branham?
He could be.
Podría ser.
My question is, he yours?
Mi pregunta ¿es el tuyo?
Okay. Is he mine?
Muy bien. ¿Es el mío?
Because that has to become yours.
Porque él tiene que venir a ser tuyo.
So, okay. So watch, listen, consider.
Entonces vigila, escucha y considera.
We want to believe tonight.
Queremos creer esta
noche. You have seen.
Que todo lo que has
heard,
visto, escuchado,
and the word of faith,
en la palabra de fe,
okay, that you have heard preached,
que has escuchado predicar,
the signs, the wonders,
las señales y
that
maravillas,
you have seen,
que has visto,
we want you to accumulate all that together in your heart,
queremos que las acumules todas juntas en tu corazón,
and consider it,
y las consideres,
whether it be of God,
sea que
or not,
ser de Dios o no,
is this God,
es este Dios,
then serve him. Is he God? Then you believe every word.
Entonces, tú crees cada palabra.
Okay. Now, your greatest enemy is your brain, and your enemy is the accuser of the brethren.
Ahora,
and between the two of them,
el mayor enemigo tuyo es tu cerebro, y ese es el acusador entre ambos.
We've got a lot to overcome.
Y tenemos que vencerlo.
But that's nothing with God.
Porque eso no tiene nada que ver con Dios.
So again, here's my question.
Aquí nuevamente mi pregunta.
When he says more faith, consider everything you've heard.
Considera todo lo que has escuchado, más fe.
Is that necessarily quantity?
¿Es acaso necesariamente cantidad?
Or is it substance quality?
¿O es calidad de sustancia?
Is it purity of faith?
¿Es pureza de fe?
It's, he said it, and that's it, and I'm done.
Él dice, eso es, y finalizo.
You with me?
¿Escuchó?
Okay, with that, let's go to our texts today. Okay.
Con eso vayamos a nuestro texto.
Let's turn to Luke chapter 17.
Vamos a Lucas 17.
Yeah, it's already. He brings me these things and he surprises me with them all the time.
Él trae estas cosas y me sorprende todo el tiempo.
Knocks me on the head and says, I'm going to show you something. Listen.
Me noquea en la cabeza y me dice, mira, te mostraré algo.
Or are you okay?
¿Están acalorados o están bien?
You okay?
Muy bien.
Okay. Okay. Luke 17.
Lucas 17.
5. And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith.
Y dijeron los apóstoles al Señor, auméntanos la fe.
And Don is saying to the Lord today, Lord, increase my faith.
Y Don está diciendo al Señor hoy, auméntanos la fe.
And so is Norman.
Así es.
And Laura.
Y
and
Laura.
Pete. And Chris and Jesse. And
Chris and Jesse.
Nate.
And Nate. Todos.
Marianne.
And Marianne.
All of us. Todos. Is that where we're at?
¿Es ahí donde estamos?
Lord, increase our faith.
Señor, aumentanos la fe.
And the Lord taps Russ on the shoulder and says,
y el Señor toca a Russ en el hombro y le dice, Russ,
if you had the faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto the sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root and be thou planted in the sea and it will obey you.
Si tuvieras fe como un grano de mostaza, podrías decir a este sicómoro, desarráigate y plántate en el mar y os obedecería.
But then he's going to tell you the next thing, Russ, is something you didn't want to hear.
Pero la próxima cosa que te dirá es algo que quizás no quieras escuchar.
Why did you have to say this, Lord?
¿Por qué tienes que decir esto, Señor?
Pete.
Pedro.
Yeah, let's say you got a servant.
Digamos que tienes un sirviente.
He's plowing and feeding cattle.
Y está alimentando a los becerros.
Okay. And we'll say unto him by and by when he comes in from the field, go and sit down to meat. Verse 7.
Y ¿quién de vosotros teniendo un siervo que ara o apacienta ganado al volver del campo luego le dice, pasa, siéntate a la mesa?
And will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup and gird thyself and serve me? Okay,
no le dice más bien,
what's this have to do with faith?
Prepárame la cena, ciñete y sírveme hasta que haya comido y bebido.
And after I've eaten and drunken, and afterwards thou shalt eat and drink.
Y sírveme hasta que hayas comido y bebido. Después de esto, come y bebe tú.
Does he thank the servant because he did the things that were commanded him?
¿Acaso da gracias al siervo porque hizo lo que se le había mandado?
I don't think so.
Pienso que no.
So likewise you, when you have done all these things that you were commanded to do.
Así también vosotros cuando hayáis hecho todo lo que os ha sido ordenado.
We are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do.
Sí, siervos inútiles somos, pues lo que debíamos hacer hicimos.
Well, Lord, that's nice. You told me that little story, and now would you increase my faith?
Bueno, Señor, eso es muy lindo que me dijiste esa pequeña historia. Ahora, ¿podrías aumentarnos la fe?
I'm sorry, I didn't connect.
Sí, lo siento. No
I missed connecté. Everything you were trying to tell me, right? Yeah. Thank you. Made me see that.
Obvié todo lo que tratabas de decirme, ¿verdad?
Yeah.
Gracias. Puede tomar asiento.
Okay. Let me ask you a question on that parable.
Déjame preguntarte en esta parábola.
Who was servant and who was Lord?
¿Quién es sirviente y quién es el Señor?
Did the servant know he was a servant?
¿Acaso el siervo sabía que era un sirviente?
And did he try to take the Lord's place?
¿Y acaso quiso tomar el lugar del Señor?
Okay, did the master of the house remain master of the house because the servant kept his place?
¿El señor de la casa permaneció señor de la casa?
Oh, maybe there's a key right there, isn't there?
No, bueno, quizás hay una clave allí, ¿no es así?
You are Lord. What you say goes. Right?
Tú eres Señor. Lo que tú digas.
You with me?
¿Escuchó?
Teach us faith.
Enseña la fe.
Oh, your word.
Oh, tu palabra.
Is it preeminent over you?
¿Tiene preeminencia sobre ti?
Or is it only preeminent while the pain's not screaming?
¿O es solo preeminencia cuando el dolor no está, okay, está máximo, al máximo?
Well, he's preeminent as long as that snake looks like a garter snake.
Bueno, él es preeminente cuando esa serpiente se ve como una serpiente de jardín.
But if it's a black mamba.
Pero es una mamba negra.
I'm taking you to the hospital right now.
Y tómate
right?
Tal justo ahora, ¿verdad?
No, come on.
Entonces vamos.
So tell me what your head does with faith.
Entonces dime lo que qué es lo que hace tu cabeza con la fe.
Right?
¿Verdad?
Okay.
Muy bien.
So now we're going to the second text, but stay seated. Hebrews 11 again.
Ahora iremos a Hebreos 11 nuevamente.
All right.
Muy bien.
Now.
Ahora.
We've been over Hebrews 11.
Hemos estado en Hebreos 11.
And there's the keys here all over it.
Y hay claves aquí por todas
but
partes.
But you will not look at verse 6 or verse 5 or verse 12 and say, that's my key.
Pero no mirarías al verso 6, 5 o 7 y dirías, esa es mi clave.
But it's in every verse. Right? Number one.
El número uno.
Brother Branham in the message Perfect Faith says.
El hermano Branham en el mensaje
Perfect Faith. Perfect Faith is a different kind of faith.
Dice que la fe perfecta es un diferente tipo de fe.
He doesn't tell you exactly what different kind he means.
Él no te dice qué tipo diferente de fe es.
Okay, but Hebrews chapter 11.
Pero Hebreos 11.
Find one person.
Encuentra una persona.
That is asking for anything.
Que no pida por nada.
Are they asking for a bank account?
¿Acaso pide por una cuenta bancaria?
I'm financial need.
Una necesidad financiera.
I'm in need of healing.
Estoy en necesidad de sanidad.
There's nobody in need of anything.
No hay nadie en necesidad de nada.
There's no mention of that.
No hay mención del respecto.
What is so important to note?
¿Por qué es tan importante notar?
Is in every single case.
En cada caso.
God speaks.
Dios habla.
And someone hears.
Y alguien escucha.
Period.
Punto.
God speaks.
Dios habla.
They hear.
Ellos escuchan.
They listen.
Ellos escuchan.
And they obey.
Y ellos obedecen.
What did we just read in Luke 17?
¿Qué leímos en Lucas 17?
Increase our faith.
Aumentanos la fe.
Well, I'm going to talk to you about a master and a servant.
Bueno, te hablaré de un maestro y su sirviente.
Okay. You take your place, I'll take mine.
Toma tu lugar, yo tomaré el mío.
So, notably, so that's number one point in Hebrews 11. That we've gone over previously. Number two.
En Hebreos 11, donde, y en número dos.
Is, this is the faith.
Esta es la fe.
In verse 2, I want you to read it out loud
en
with me.
Verso dos, me gustaría que leyeras conmigo.
For by this faith the elders obtained a good report. Okay.
Por la fe entendemos haber sido porque por ella alcanzaron buen testimonio los okay. antiguos.
Now. All the different translations, this is a good thing for you to study, this verse,
es bueno
because it's several places in here.
Es bueno estudiar en diferentes
verse 39,
traducciones
turn there.
En el verso 29.
And, okay.
39.
Okay, read it out loud with me.
Lea conmigo.
And these all, having obtained a good report, yes. Okay.
Y todos estos que alcanzaron buen testimonio mediante la fe no recibieron lo prometido.
What does it mean they obtained a good report?
¿Qué significa alcanzaron un buen testimonio?
Okay, it means that there was a witness from God borne back to them. God bore witness of their faith.
Significa de que había un testigo
or,
de su fe.
Could we say it this way? God commended their faith.
O podríamos decir que Dios okay. reconoció tu fe.
So, right now I'm going to stop here.
Ahora aquí pararé.
Speaking of these things that we need separated when it comes to our thoughts on faith.
Hablando de estas cosas que necesitamos separadas de nuestros pensamientos y nuestra fe.
There are laws of faith.
Hay leyes de la fe.
There are laws of faith because God says if you believe this will happen.
Porque hay leyes de la fe porque él dice si tú crees
right?
esto pasará.
And you can be a rank
y podrías estar
heathen and look at a voodoo thing and believe something's going to happen and something will happen.
Y podrías estar en el mismo nivel, creer en una cosa de vudú y la misma cosa
right
pasaría.
Or wrong.
¿Verdad o no?
Okay, because you can look at the Virgin Mary and have miracles happen and they got witnesses of it. Right or wrong?
Porque tú podrías ver a la Virgen María y tener right. milagros, ¿no es así?
Did their faith earn them a good report or a commendation from God?
¿Acaso su fe obtuvo un buen testimonio mediante ante Dios?
No, why?
No, ¿por qué?
It was they're using the law of faith.
Ellos están usando la ley de la fe.
Weren't operating in God's realm of faith.
Ella operó en el reino de Dios.
Okay. Now, Brother Branham.
Esta operó en la dimensión de Dios.
Talks about when the Beatles came to America.
Habla cuando los Beatles vinieron a América.
Okay. People touched the car they rode in and were healed. Right?
La gente tocaba su carro y eran sanados.
Were they using the law of faith?
Estaban usando la ley de la fe.
Did they get results?
Obtuvieron resultados.
Did they earn a good report from God?
¿Escucharon un buen reporte de Dios?
So who cares about law, using laws outside of God's will or outside of God's word? We are only interested in the faith.
Todos estamos parados en fe.
That earns a good report.
Que consigue un buen reporte, un buen testimonio.
Faith.
Faith.
That earns a commendation from God.
Que viene de Dios.
Okay. Are you with me?
¿Está conmigo?
Okay. So you, let me ask you a question.
Entonces déjame preguntar.
Okay. So one of your kids, one of your grandkids, Pam.
Entonces, uno
oh,
de
I got bit by a snake.
Pam, oh, me mordió una serpiente.
Was it a rattler?
¿O una cascabel?
Or just a garter?
¿O solo una de jardín?
Would you think that?
¿Podrías?
Sure you would.
¿Pensarías eso? Claro que sí.
Okay. Now.
Ahora.
Was your faith affected by your brain?
¿Acaso tu fe fue afectada en tu cerebro?
So was your faith polluted?
¿Acaso se multiplicó tu fe?
Did you earn a good report then?
¿Obtuviste un buen testimonio ahí?
See, I like Brother Abraham, Myra.
Me gusta el hermano Abraham.
That's bold.
Eso es.
Hair on the chest faith.
Genuino.
You're a daughter of God.
Eres una hija de Dios.
It doesn't make any difference what color it is.
No hace alguna diferencia qué color hacen.
Okay, I don't care how poisonous it was.
No me importa qué venenosa, cuán venenosa fue.
We're praying.
Estamos orando.
Now go to bed.
Entonces, ve a dormir.
And be able to sleep and, you know, not worry and not wake up every... Is she okay? Is she okay? Better check
no estarías,
on
tú no podrías dormir hasta cada rato estarías. ¿Está roncando?
Karen, where's your faith?
Karen, ¿cuál es tu fe?
Same place mine is, probably, sis. God help us, right?
Dios, ayúdanos.
Okay, Hebrews 11.
En Hebreos 11.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Es pues la fe, es la certeza de lo que se espera, la convicción de lo que no se ve.
Okay, verse 2, we'll read out loud one more time.
Verso 2, leeremos.
For by it the elders obtained a good report.
Porque okay. Por ella alcanzaron buen testimonio los antiguos.
For through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God.
Por la fe entendemos haber sido constituido el universo por la palabra de Dios.
Now, what's his first statement?
Entonces, ¿cuál es la primera declaración?
The word of God is powerful.
La palabra de Dios es poderosa.
God spoke and universes happened.
Dios habló y los universos fueron creados.
God spoke.
Dios habló.
And the waters separated from the land.
Y la agua se separaron de las
God
tierras.
God spoke.
Dios habló.
And there was light.
Y hubo luz.
You see how powerful that word is?
¿Vio cuán poderosa esa palabra
es? So he goes right to the source.
Entonces va directo a la fuente.
The spoken word is the original seed.
La palabra hablada es la simiente original.
So things that are made.
Entonces las cosas que
were not made of things that which are seen, excuse me, were not made of things that appear.
Las cosas que son que fueron hechas vistas fueron hechas de lo que no se ve.
So my faith has nothing to do with science.
Entonces mi fe no tiene nada que ver con la ciencia.
Or the senses.
O nuestros sentidos.
Because if it's made of things that don't appear, then this is all out.
Porque ellos
right?
Dicen que las cosas son creadas.
If I appear, if it doesn't appear, I can't touch it.
Si no aparece, no lo puedo tocar.
I can't see it.
No lo puedo ver.
I can't smell it.
No lo puedo leer.
I can't hear it.
Ni oír.
But it's faith.
Pero es fe.
And it's substance faith.
Y es fe de sustancia.
In the spoken word of God.
En la palabra hablada de Dios.
Okay. By faith Abel offered.
Por fe Abel ofreció.
A God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain.
A Dios más excelente sacrificio que Caín.
Okay.
Muy bien.
He heard the voice of God.
Él escuchó la voz de
It
Dios.
Was a revelation.
¿Cuál era la revelación?
He heard.
Él escuchó.
He listened.
Escuchó.
He did what the voice told him to do.
Él le dijo lo que la voz le dijo que hiciera.
And he earned his good report.
Y él ganó un buen testimonio.
What was the good report from God?
¿Cuál fue el buen testimonio de parte de Dios?
Abel.
Abel.
You're righteous.
Tu justicia.
Why?
¿Por qué?
You heard my voice.
Tú escuchaste mi voz.
You listened.
Tú escuchaste.
You believed me.
Tú me creíste.
Right?
¿Verdad?
Okay, God testifying.
Entonces Dios testifica.
There's a good report again.
Que hay un buen testimonio.
God gives a good report.
Dios da un buen testimonio.
God commends the faith that's true faith.
Dios reconoce la fe.
With me? You hear.
Tú estás aquí.
The voice of God.
La voz de Dios.
Okay. He obtained a witness that he was righteous. Listen to the last phrase. Read it out loud with me. God testifying of his gifts. Of his what?
Alcanzó buen testimonio que era justo, dando Dios testimonio de sus ofrendas.
What gifts did Abel exhibit?
¿Qué ofrendas Abel exhibió?
He had the gift of hearing.
Él tenía el obsequio del escuchar.
Had he a heart to believe it.
Tenía un corazón para creerlo.
And he had something in a gift that I'm going to obey what I heard.
Y tenía algo que le fue regalado.
What's he call it? He calls it a gift.
¿Cómo le llama él?
Yes.
Le llama un
obsequio. You can hear, you're gifted.
Puedes oír, estás.
Oh, you with me?
Sido dotado.
Where are we?
¿Dónde estamos?
Boy, do you see how messed up faith is in the world?
Hombre, ¿ves cómo arruinada está la fe en el mundo?
God testifying of his gifts.
Dios testificando de sus regalos.
Doesn't talk about speaking in tongues, healing the sick. Not that kind of gift. The gift of hearing.
No estoy hablando del don de hablar en lenguas. Estoy hablando del don de escuchar.
He heard.
Él escuchó.
He obeyed.
Él obedeció.
God testifying of his gifts, and by it, he being dead yet speaks.
Dios testificando de sus dones.
Now, that's a pretty powerful gift.
Okay, y muerto aún
Abel's
habla por ella.
Still speaking, right? Okay. You okay? All right. Verse 5.
En el verso 5.
Here we go. Who's our pattern?
¿Quién es nuestro patrón?
By faith.
Por la fe.
Enoch was translated that he should not see death.
Enoch fue traspuesto para no ver muerte.
And was not found.
Y no fue hallado.
Because God translated him.
Lo traspuso Dios.
Why did he translate him?
Porque lo traspuso.
Because he had a witness.
Porque tenía un testimonio.
What are we reading about a good report?
¿Qué leemos acerca del buen testimonio?
You want the faith that earns a good report.
Él quiere la fe.
You want faith that God bears witness to.
Que alcance un buen testimonio.
You want, okay, are you with
Quiere
me?
La fe que Dios
you
sirva
want
de testigo.
A faith that God commends.
¿Quieres la fe que Dios
God
reconoce?
Commends. Ron, I liked your faith.
Dios reconoce. I'm prove Ron, it me gusta tu fe.
I heard it. You heard me?
La escuché.
You listened to me?
Me escuchaste.
Okay. No, I'll commend you for it.
Ahora te reconozco por ello.
Abel.
Abel.
God testified of his gift.
Dios testificó de su regalo.
Enoch.
De su don.
Okay. Why was he translated?
¿Por qué fue traspuesto él?
Because God, before he was translated, bore witness of his life that he pleased God.
Porque Dios se paró de testigo testificando de que él agradó a Dios.
For before his translation, he had this testimony that he had pleased God.
Porque antes de su ser traspuesto, testificó que él agradó a Dios.
So what do you have for a testimony before God? Entonces, not before man.
¿Qué tienes tú de testimonio ante
do you
Dios?
Know what? Man lives his life to be praised by man.
¿Sabes? El hombre vive su vida para ser halagado por el hombre.
Right or wrong?
¿Verdad o no?
Oh, we have a ministry. Oh, we got a church. Oh, we got a this. Oh, we got a that. Oh, I prayed for somebody. Oh, I did this. Oh, I did that. Right?
Tengo un ministerio, una iglesia, tengo esto y lo otro. Oré por esto y por alguien, ¿verdad?
You know what? 99% of men are men of men.
99%.
Very rare do you find a man of God.
99% de hombres son de hombres.
And men are content to be men of men.
Y rara vez encuentras uno de Dios.
And they don't even know what it's like to be a man of God.
Ellos están contentos de ser
like
de hombres, no de Dios. Como
what's
Enoch?
The difference?
¿Cuál es la diferencia?
One lives to be appreciated.
Uno vive para ser apreciado.
Noted.
Notado.
Lifted up.
Elevado.
Hey, attaboy. The other one says, I have one person I'm going to please, and that's my God.
Hey, uno solamente dice, tengo un Dios que
and I don't care about you.
Complaceré y no,
no
me importa de ti.
I love you. I would give my life for you.
No, te amo. Daría mi vida por ti.
But I'm not going to live to please you.
Pero no viviré para complacerte.
When it comes to that, you're out.
Cuando vienes a eso, estás fuera.
I live to please my father.
Lo siento. Tengo que complacer a
There's
mi padre.
A difference.
¿Cuál es la diferencia?
Okay. So, God was happy with him.
Entonces, Dios estaba feliz con ello.
God was pleased with his life.
Dios estaba complacido con su vida.
Because everything in his life bore witness that God bore witness to Enoch that, you know what, you listened.
Porque todo en su
you
vida,
heard.
Dios testificó
you heard what
y dijo,
I said.
¿Sabes?
You
tú escuchas. Tú caminas conmigo.
What a different, do you just realize, you're talking worlds here. We're talking about realms. We're talking about heavenly places seated in Christ Jesus.
Estamos hablando de dimensiones, lugares celestiales sentados en Cristo Jesús.
Okay. So verse 6, read it out loud with me.
Léalo conmigo.
But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Pero sin fe es imposible agradar a Dios porque es necesario que el que se acerca a Dios crea que le hay y que es galardonador de los que le buscan.
Now, we're going back to Romans 4.
Vamos de vuelta a Romanos 4.
Faith. Yeah. Romans is an incredible book, is it not?
Romanos es un libro increíble.
You will see more books written on Rome, the book of Romans by theologians and speakers.
Verás libros escritos de romanos por teólogos y habladores.
Me, my favorite book is Hebrews.
Oradores.
But Romans chapter 4.
Pero en Romanos 4.
I'm going to just be bold enough to say this is different. Chapter 4 is different.
Y el capítulo 4 es diferente.
This chapter of Romans is for the bride of Jesus Christ.
Me atreveré a decir de que el capítulo 4 es para la novia de Jesucristo.
Why isn't 4 and 6 and everything else? Because they can be taken at different levels.
¿Por qué no el 5 y el 6? Porque pueden ser tomados
different
de diferentes niveles.
Of faith.
Diferentes niveles de fe.
Chapter 4 is different.
Capítulo 4 es diferente.
Because 4
Porque 4
addresses two different things.
Aborda dos cosas.
Number
distintos.
One, there's a whole issue that we started out with last week.
Lo número uno es todo el problema que abordamos
and
la semana
is,
pasada.
Blessed is the man whose iniquities are forgiven, whose sins are covered.
Que dice, ¿quién es bendito el hombre que sus iniquidades son cubiertas y sus pecados perdonados?
And verse 8, read it out loud with me.
En el verso 8, ¿podría leerlo conmigo?
Okay, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin.
Bienaventurado el varón a que el Señor no inculpa pecado.
Who is that?
¿Quién es ese?
It's the bride.
Es la novia.
Who else?
¿Quién más?
Nobody. Why?
Nadie, ¿por
This
qué?
Is what we're going to find out today.
Esto es lo que descubriremos hoy.
Also, you También. Have the faith of Abraham.
Tienes la fe de Abraham.
Because that's what this is all about.
Porque esto es todo lo que... Todo al respecto.
This is about the faith of Enoch.
Este es la, al respecto de la fe de Enoch.
The faith of Abraham.
La fe de Abraham.
This is about a faith that earns commendation from God.
La fe que, esta es la fe que reconoce Dios.
Okay, this is about the faith that God bears witness to the gift.
Este es la, el tipo de fe de que Dios testifica como un don.
You with me? It's the faith that earns a good report.
Es el tipo de fe de que
Because
gana
he
un
said
buen
he believed God. verse 17.
En el verso 17.
Okay, in the middle it says, before him, read it out loud with me, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calls those things which be not as though they are.
Delante de Dios a quien creyó, el cual da vida a los muertos, y llama las cosas que no son como si fuesen.
And our eyes say, oh, they still are, so they must be. Right?
Entonces, él dice que todavía deben de ser.
But God calls those things that doesn't make any difference to him.
Las cosas no hacen una diferencia para él.
Honestly.
Honestamente.
Again, going, Jesse, back to your sermon that Wednesday night, who was the first believer in God's word? God. Believed his own word.
De vuelta en el right? segundo Jesse, ¿cuál fue el primer creyente en la palabra de Dios? Dios mismo.
Okay. Now, we believe it as long as our senses don't mess up.
Ahora creemos tan pronto nuestros sentidos no se arruinan.
And we say we're believers.
Y decimos que somos creyentes.
And we are.
Y lo somos.
As much as we can be.
Tanto como podemos serlo.
But I'm telling you this, brothers.
Pero les digo esto, hermanos.
Sisters.
Y hermanas.
We need to be purified believers.
Tenemos que ser creyentes purificados.
That means that come to this place where nothing else is considered.
Significa venir a este lugar donde nada más es considerado.
Okay, because he is, again, as we said last week, verse 17.
Porque nuevamente, como dijimos la semana pasada.
He believed God.
Él creyó a Dios.
God quickens the dead.
Dios vivificó la muerte.
So, is death anything to God?
Da vida a los muertos. Es algo...
Doesn't make any difference.
Es algo distinto para Dios.
He's life.
Él es vida.
So death can't be in his presence.
Entonces la muerte no puede estar en
That's
su
presencia. That's why Jesus, no death could be around Jesus.
Entonces por eso que ninguna muerte puede estar
right
alrededor
wrong.
De Jesús.
Why?
¿Verdad o no?
He's life.
¿Verdad? Porque Él es vida.
Isn't it interesting?
¿No es interesante?
In the priesthood.
¿Y el sacerdocio?
One of the main commandments of the priest.
Uno de los mayores mandatos del sacerdote.
They couldn't come around any form of death of anything. Right, Brother Derek?
No podían estar cerca de ningún tipo
If
de muerte.
If they were, they were what? They were defiled and unclean.
Porque okay. si no, ellos eran...
So
se
death
contaminaban,
is,
de cierta manera.
Death is totally contrary to everything that God is.
Entonces, muerte es totalmente contrario a lo que Dios es.
So... This is God.
Entonces es Dios.
And this is the one he believed.
Y este es el que cree.
He believed God that defies all science.
Él cree que Dios reta toda ciencia.
All laws of nature.
Todas leyes de la naturaleza.
All physical evidences of anything.
Toda evidencia física de cualquier cosa.
They make no difference to him.
No hace ninguna diferencia.
They make a difference to us.
Ellos hacen una diferencia
a nosotros. We would like to say they don't.
Nos gustaría decir que ellos no.
But our lives prove they do.
Pero nuestras vidas prueban que sí.
Wait till somebody comes in with a snake bite and see your reaction.
Espera que alguien le muerda una serpiente y miras tu reacción.
Okay. Now.
Okay,
so here's God who quickens the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were.
Aquí está Dios el cual vivifica a los muertos y llama las cosas como si fuesen.
Of this life.
Todo lo que es contrario a nuestra vida.
Abraham believed him.
Y Abraham le creyó.
And so will the bride.
Y también la novia.
What's our national anthem?
¿Cuál es nuestro himno nacional?
Yeah. Only believe. Okay.
Solo creer.
So, last week we were looking at...
La semana pasada estábamos viendo...
I just, you know, there's too much that he shows me and I want to get to you. So...
Tanto que él me muestra, quiero.
Then I don't even get started and the hour's up. So I think I'll go over a couple verses and we'll quit for the week and continue. I want to just get this part through. Abraham believed God.
Abraham le creyó a Dios.
He had witness born to him.
Había tenido un testigo para él.
He earned a good report.
Él había obtenido un buen testimonio.
He heard the voice.
¿Por qué? Porque escuchaste la voz.
Just like Abel,
así como Abel,
God testified of his gift.
Dios testificó de su don.
What is your gift?
¿Cuál es tu don?
You hear the voice of God.
Escuchas la voz de Dios.
What does he say when somebody hears the voice of God?
¿Qué dice él cuando alguien escucha la voz de Dios?
You're righteous.
Tu justicia.
Well, because of that.
Por causa de eso.
Isn't it?
Tú eres justo. Por causa de eso.
Abraham's faith.
La fe de Abraham.
Was counted to him.
Fue contada a él.
For what?
Por.
So the scripture says.
Justicia. Eso es lo que la escritura dice.
What did it say about the bride?
¿Qué dice él acerca de la novia?
Remember the rapture? We talked about it last week.
¿Recuerda el rapto? Hablamos la semana pasada.
Okay. Let me find it. Oh, I thought I had it. I did. I don't. He said.
Él dice.
Now, last week we referred to 1 Thessalonians 5.
La semana pasada nos
referimos. Verse 9. You're not appointed to wrath, but to obtain salvation, right?
Citamos 1 Tesalonicenses 5, verso 9, y decía que no estabas apuntado a ira, sino a salvación.
So what did Brother Branham say, knowing these scriptures exactly, perfectly, of course? He had to.
¿Y qué dice el hermano Branham acerca de estas escrituras?
He said, the bride is justified.
Él dice, la novia es justificada, como nunca lo hizo.
Because God threw it in the sea of forgetfulness.
Porque Dios lo tiró al mar del olvido.
He says, why you were trapped into it.
Y él dice, ¿por qué eres atraído a eso? ¿Por qué fuiste atrapado en ello?
Okay, Brother Juan, you were sown into this world with traps all around you.
Entonces, hermano Juan, tú estabas atrapado en este mundo con trampas alrededor tuyo.
But you heard the word of truth.
Pero escuchaste la palabra de verdad.
And God came out.
Y Dios vino.
Is that scriptural?
¿Eso es escritural? Well,
what have we been talking about all morning?
Sí, es lo que hemos estado hablando toda la
mañana.
You see
how contrary this is to religion?
¿Tú ves cuán contrario es esto a religión?
No. The word of God.
La palabra de Dios.
Okay. Verse 3 again.
Verso 3 nuevamente.
For what says the scripture? Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness.
Porque, ¿qué dice la Escritura? Creyó a Abraham a Dios y le fue contado por justicia.
And he, all of his actions in verse 2. Oh, look at me.
Todas sus acciones.
Oh, look at how clean I've been living.
Mírame, mira cuán limpio he estado viviendo.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. I fled the world.
Mira, he dejado el mundo.
Yeah. And, yes.
Y sí,
Lord would say.
El Señor podría decir.
And, so.
Entonces, ¿qué?
Because verse 2 says Abraham had a lot of things he could have gloried about, but he not before God. Don't you dare bring
porque
it before
God. Porque el verso 2 dice que Abraham pudo haberse gloriado muchas cosas, okay, pero no lo hizo con Dios.
It was his faith.
Fue su fe.
He heard God.
Él escuchó a Dios.
He said, you're righteous.
Y él le dice, tú eres justo.
How contrary.
¿Cuán contrario?
Doesn't fit with religiousness at all, does
no
it?
No cabe con la religión aquí del todo.
You know, does that amaze you?
¿No te sorprende?
Brother Branham in the message paradox. He's here in the pardoning of our sins.
Es el hermano Branham en el mensaje paradoja. Él está aquí en el perdonando nuestros pecados.
Present tense revelation of him and you see him and he says you're righteous.
La oración presente. Estás aquí y él dice eres justo.
Okay. And then what does he say about this person who hears?
¿Qué dice acerca de esta persona que escucha?
What does he say about this person who believes what he hears?
¿Qué dice acerca de esta persona que cree lo que escucha?
Under verse 4,
en el verso 4.
Now unto him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace but debt.
Pero al que obra no se le cuenta el salario como gracia sino como deuda.
If I'm going to consider your works, I owe you something.
Si voy a considerar tu obra, te deberé algo.
And God's going to say, Alfred, I don't owe you nothing.
Y Dios dirá, right? Alfred, no te debo nada.
Okay. But verse 5.
Y en el verso 5.
But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that is justifies the what?
Ungodly.
How can that be?
Mas al que no obra, sino que cree aquel que justifica al que el impío.
That is against all forms of every religion there is.
Dios está completamente en contrario de toda forma de religión.
How dare you justify the ungodly?
¿Cómo te atreves a justificar al impío?
How dare you question my judgment?
¿Cómo te atreves a cuestionar mi juicio?
His faith is counted for righteousness.
Su fe le es contada por justicia.
Because I believed him when he judged me.
Porque le creí cuando él me juzgó.
Even in my ungodly state. How can this be?
Que yo era justo, aunque estuviera en un estado impío.
Are you falling in love with a God like this, the God of His Word?
¿Estás enamorándote de un Dios así, de Dios y su palabra?
Okay. Okay. Now, verse 6.
Ahora en el verso 6.
Even as David also described the blessedness of this man.
Como también David habla de la bienaventuranza del
hombre. Now this goes right along with it.
Que Dios va justo junto con él.
This goes along right where we were with Abel.
Esto va junto con donde
we
estuvimos
were in
con
Luke
él.
17.
Vimos a Lucas 17.
We're talking about relationship.
Hablando de relación.
We're talking about a master and a servant.
Hablando de su señor y su sirviente.
About a servant who says, "Master, whatever you say."
Acerca de un siervo que dice, "Señor,
my
cualquier
duty
cosa
is
que
only
diga."
To serve you.
Estoy aquí para servirte.
We go before our father.
Vamos ante nuestro padre.
And what do we say to our father?
¿Y qué decimos
my
a nuestro
duty
padre?
Is to serve you.
Estamos aquí para servirte.
And then we ask, well, but Lord, how do I serve you?
Y preguntamos, Señor, ¿cómo hago para servirte?
The father says to son.
El padre le dice,
son.
Al hijo, hijo.
Listen to me.
Hijo, escúchame.
Amen.
Listen to me.
Escúchame.
And obey me.
Y obedéceme.
There's got to be more to it.
Bueno, tiene que haber algo más ahí.
No, listen to me.
No, escúchame.
And obey me.
Y obedéceme.
So, here's this man.
Entonces, aquí es este hombre.
As Abel.
Como Abel.
He's gifted to hear.
Ha sido dotado para oír.
As in Enoch, he pleases God because he has faith.
Como Enoch, que complace a Dios porque tiene fe.
And God says, you know, this man that hears,
este hombre que
this
escucha,
man that believes,
este hombre que cree,
this man that walks with me,
este hombre que camina
in
conmigo,
what I tell him,
en todo lo que le digo,
you with me?
¿Está conmigo?
That walks with me like Abraham, like Noah,
conmigo,
like Moses.
Como Abraham, Noé y Moisés.
These are the faith that earned a good report.
Estos son los buenos testimonios.
Men who heard the word of God and simply obeyed.
Hombres que escucharon la voz de Dios simplemente obedecieron.
A different kind of faith.
¿Qué diferente tipo de fe?
Really?
¿En serio?
It has nothing to do with asking. Not that asking is bad. Asking is wonderful. Ask and you shall be, and my Father will be glorified. He likes you to ask.
Pero pedir no es nada malo. No, está bueno que pidas.
That's just not perfect faith.
Pero eso no es fe perfecta.
This is perfect faith.
Esto es fe perfecta.
So then this man is blessed.
Entonces, este hombre
this man that hears,
este hombre que
this
escucha,
man that listens,
que escucha,
the man that recognizes the voice of God and obeys him,
que oye y reconoce y obedece,
he's blessed.
Él es bendito.
He's so blessed.
Él es tan bendito.
How is he blessed?
¿Cuánto él es bendito?
That's verse 6.
Veamos el verso 6.
Even as David describes the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputes righteousness.
Como también David habla de la bienaventuranza del hombre a quien Dios atribuye justicia sin obras.
What's the next two words? Without works.
¿Qué dijo las últimas palabras?
Throw your works away, guys. Throw them away. It's your faith.
Es tu fe.
Okay, so God is going to say how blessed you are.
Entonces Dios dirá cuán bendito
that throws
eres.
Your works away, that just simply listen to God and is content. And I can believe.
Deshagámonos de las obras y estoy contento de lo que he creído.
Because I hear the voice of God.
Porque escucho la voz de Dios.
We're talking about general and specific, both, aren't we?
Estamos hablando de general y específico, ambos.
The word of God, the vindicated voice, and him to you personally.
La voz de Dios, la palabra vindicada, y él a ti personalmente.
Huh?
Tan simple.
God in simplicity. Isn't that how Brother Branham started the seals?
Dios en simplicidad. ¿No es así como el hermano Branham?
So this man is blessed. How is he blessed?
Entonces, este hombre es
in
bendito.
God says, bendito? I'm imputing righteousness to you because you heard me. Verse 7.
Estoy imputando justicia en el
7 and 8. Read them out loud with me.
7 y 8.
Okay. Saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are... Why? Because I heard your voice, because I listened to you, because I obeyed. That's it.
Bienaventurados aquellos cuyas iniquidades son perdonadas y cuyos pecados son cubiertos. ¿Por qué? Porque escuché, obedecí.
Religion won't let you stop there. Religion will take you everywhere.
La religión no te dejará que te detengas ahí. Ella te tomará a todas partes.
Okay, in verse 8.
Verso 8.
Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin.
Bienaventurado el varón a quien el Señor no culpa pecado.
You sinned.
Tú pecaste.
But I'm not going to impute it.
Pero no te lo inculparé.
No, I'm going to go beyond that.
No, iré más allá de eso.
I don't even see it.
Ni siquiera lo veo.
No, how much did I forget it?
No, ¿cuánto lo olvidé?
You never did it.
Tú nunca lo hiciste.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh, sí, sí, tú lo hiciste.
No, you never did it.
No, nunca lo hiciste.
Did you hear what I said?
¿Escuchó lo que dije?
You never did it.
Nunca lo hiciste.
You're still having a hard time believing that, aren't you?
Tú todavía tienes un tiempo difícil creyendo eso, ¿no es así?
You are.
¿Tú lo estás?
You understand? Do you know? I'm going to ask you a question. How much have we wrestled with the Word of God and without even realizing it?
¿Entiendes? Preguntaré, ¿cuánto hemos batallado con la Palabra de Dios y ni siquiera darnos cuenta?
How much have you fought against faith without even realizing it?
¿Cuánto has peleado tú contra la fe sin ni siquiera darte cuenta?
Okay.
Bien.
Now I'm asking you a question. We have to bring faith into the same realm.
Entonces te pregunto, tenemos que traer
with what we've been talking about in the cleansing of our human spirit.
La fe a esta misma dimensión de lo que hemos estado hablando, de la limpieza del espíritu humano.
Is all messed up with you.
Todo
your
está,
conscience is all messed up with you.
Todo está arruinado en ti, tu conciencia.
And they have to be cleansed by the only one who can cleanse them.
Y tiene que estar purificado por aquel que solo puede limpiarlo.
Tell my reasoning is a channel of the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, period.
Es un canal de la palabra de Dios, y punto.
When that happens,
cuando eso pasa,
Sister Grace,
hermana Gracia,
Twyla's going to come in and say, Mom, I got bit by a snake.
Tu hijo vendrá y dirá, oh, madre, he sido mordido por una serpiente.
You know what you're going to say?
¿Y sabes qué dirás?
So?
¿Y qué?
I got bit by a rabid dog.
He sido mordido por un perro rabioso.
So?
Entonces?
You're a daughter of God.
Tú eres una hija de Dios.
I'm a daughter of God.
Yo soy una hija de Dios.
We're going to ask for a miracle.
Oraremos por un milagro.
No. We don't even believe in miracles anymore.
Ya ni siquiera creo en milagros.
Because that's just why our God, that's what he does. That's not a miracle to him.
Eso es lo que Dios, eso es lo que Dios hace. Eso no es un milagro para él.
When God who raises the dead
cuando Dios
and makes the lame to walk
y hace el cojo caminar
and sets the captives free, is that a miracle to God? That's just what he does.
Y liberta al cautivo, okay. Eso es un milagro para ti. Eso
so
es normal para Dios.
My brain is finally purged and become a channel of the Holy Ghost. I will say amen to every word of God and mean it.
Entonces cuando yo venga a purificar los canales, todo vendrá la palabra de Dios y dirá amén.
And the word of God becomes absolutely preeminent.
Y la palabra de Dios vendrá a ser absolutamente preeminente.
So when all of a sudden I look at snakes,
cuando de repente yo veo serpientes,
or dead babies,
o bebés muertos,
or cancers,
o cáncer,
or anything else,
o cualquier otra cosa,
crippled limbs, doesn't make any difference. Why? God said so.
Entumecidos, ciegos,
there's nothing
no hará
to question.
Diferencia.
And then you say words
entonces, tú dices
that are supernatural words,
que son palabras supernaturales,
like William Branham says,
como William Branham dice,
who prayed for the blind man,
quien ora por el hombre ciego,
and the man said,
y el hombre dice,
I can't see,
no puedo ver,
and the supernatural words came out of the prophet,
y la palabra sobrenatural
and what did he say?
Y dice,
I love that.
Amo eso.
There you go.
Ahí está.
There's perfect faith.
Ahí está la fe perfecta.
It's not a quantity.
No es cantidad.
It's not growing exponentially. I have to add. No.
Creciendo exponencialmente.
It's simply believing in a purity.
Es simplemente
the voice of God,
creyendo
the word of God, and
en
saying amen.
De la
and there's nothing
de Dios.
Else
y decir,
to consider.
Amén. Y no hay nada más que considerar.
There's where we're going.
Ahí es donde
there's
vamos.
Where he's taking
hasta
us.
Ahí donde nos está tomando.
It's quite a journey, isn't it?
Es una jornada,
¿no? And I'm going to be honest with you. I love this journey.
Seré honesto con usted.
This journey
amo
is more precious
jornada.
To me than life.
Esta jornada es más preciosa para mí que la vida.
It's more precious than anything.
Es más preciosa que cualquier
because
cosa.
I love him.
Porque le amo.
And I love his word.
Y amo su palabra.
And I'm telling you this. We're declaring war on anything that comes against the word of God.
Y te diré esto, declaremos todo cualquiera que sea en contra de la palabra
of God having preeminence in us.
Y la palabra de Dios tenga preeminencia en nosotros.
Okay, remember,
recuerde,
Christ, the mystery of God revealed.
Cristo, el misterio de Dios revelado.
Number one, God has to reveal himself.
Número uno, Dios se tiene que revelar a sí mismo.
Number two, he has to become preeminent.
Él tiene que venir a ser preeminente.
What's this process we're talking about?
¿Cuál es este proceso al que
this
estamos
process
hablando?
That we're talking about right now today is him becoming preeminent.
En este proceso en el que estamos hablando, ahora él vendrá a ser preeminente.
And then I will say,
y entonces diré,
like Abraham said,
como Abraham dijo,
the same thing that God says,
la misma cosa que Dios dijo.
I believe in God.
Yo creo en Dios.
And my God told me,
mi Dios me dijo,
he says, I call those things done,
porque yo llamo esas cosas
that are not as though they are.
Done, que no son como si fuesen.
Right?
¿Verdad?
I don't consider them.
No las considero.
That makes no difference to
no
me.
Hace ninguna diferencia.
And I quicken the dead. It's dead, so what?
Y
what's
ha
that to me?
La muerte, está muerto, ¿qué?
Come on.
¿Qué tiene que ver? Vamos.
Yeah. It's dead.
Está muerto.
What's that to me?
¿Qué tiene que ver?
What's that to God?
¿Qué tiene
it's
que,
nothing.
¿Qué es esto para Dios? Nada.
Because I quicken the dead.
Porque él da vida
okay,
al muerto.
Okay, we'll quit for the day. Let's just give a pencil. We didn't get very far. But we got as far as he wanted to get. How's that? Oh, do you love him?
¿Le amas?
Listen, brothers and sisters, he just gets more beautiful by the day, does he not?
Esto viene a ser más hermoso por el cada día, ¿no es así?
You want a faith that earns a good report?
Amen.
¿Quieres una fe que gane un buen testimonio?
Do you want God bearing witness to your faith?
¿Quieres que Dios se pare como testigo de tu fe?
God testifying of the gift of faith in you?
Dios testificando el don de la fe.
I'm going to testify of the gift in you. If there's blood, your blood will still speak for generations. There's still life in there. What does the life say?
Todavía hay vida ahí. ¿Qué dice la vida ahí?
I believe my God.
Yo creo a mi Dios.
I heard.
Yo lo escuché.
I listen.
Yo escuché.
I obey.
Oí. Yo obedecí.
Man, I love this.
Hombre, yo amo esto.
Oh, here it is. I found it. Rapture.
Aquí está. Encontré. Rapto.
Yeah. See how the scripture, you know, listen to me.
Mira, escuche.
You will find one of these days.
Encontrarás uno de estos días.
And Brother Lee used to say this when he preached. One of these days you're going to realize
uno de estos días
that Brother Branham walked in a world with God.
Que el hermano Branham caminó en un mundo con Dios.
He was light years beyond everybody else and nobody could understand him.
Él estaba años luz con Dios y
okay.
Nadie lo podía entender.
You understand?
¿Entiende?
God took him in the Word in a realm with him in that Word.
Dios lo tomó en su palabra en una dimensión.
That was
de su
so
palabra,
powerful.
Que era tan poderoso.
That's why I keep telling you, you don't realize yet, brother and sister, how powerful this message is.
Todavía por eso le sigo diciendo, hermano, todavía no realiza cuán poderoso es este mensaje.
It's not just changing you from a drunk to a saint.
No es solo cambiarte de un borracho a un santo.
This goes way beyond that.
Va mucho más allá.
One of these days, Brother Ron, it'll take every atom in your bones.
Y uno de esos días te tomará cada átomo de ti, hermano Ron.
That's
y te cambiará.
Word of God.
A eso es donde vamos.
Okay. Talking about the word justified again. Though
hablando
you never
palabra,
doubted at all.
Hablando de la palabra justificado nuevamente.
Okay. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin till it's put in the book of God's forgetfulness.
Y la sangre de Jesucristo nos limpia de todos nuestros pecados y nos pone en el libro de la olvido de Dios.
That's Micah chapter 7 verse 9, right?
Eso es Miqueas 7:9.
Okay, I'll forgive you.
Okay, te perdonaré.
But I'll always remember you did these evil things.
Pero siempre recordaré que hiciste estas cosas malvadas.
You're not just, you're forgiven.
No eres justo, eres perdonado.
But in the sight of God,
pero en la vista de Dios,
notice his words,
nota sus palabras.
The bride.
La novia.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Who else has been in the presence of God?
¿Quién más ha estado en la presencia
who
de Dios?
Else has come where Abraham was?
¿Quién más ha estado donde Abraham estaba?
Who else has come where Enoch was?
¿Quién más ha estado donde Enoch estuvo?
Who else came where Abel was?
¿Quién más ha estado donde Abel estuvo?
Into the presence of God.
En la presencia de Dios.
Hearing the voice of God.
Escuchando la voz de Dios.
Where Noah was.
Donde
where
Noah
Moses
estuvo.
Was.
Escuchando su palabra.
Where Jacob was.
Donde Jacob estaba.
The faith that earns a good report.
Ellos ganaron una fe con un buen testimonio.
Listen to me. Go read Hebrews 11.
Lea Hebreos 11.
Nobody asked for anything.
Nadie pidió por nada.
They simply listened.
Simplemente escucharon.
They heard.
Oyeron.
And they believed.
Y creyeron.
And they obeyed.
Y obedecieron.
Okay? And what did they say to Abraham?
¿Y qué dijeron a Abraham?
Works aren't considered, Abraham. You heard.
Las palabras consideradas,
you're just.
Escuchaste,
you're blessed.
Eres justo, eres
how
bendito.
Are you blessed, Abraham?
¿Cómo eres bendito, Abraham?
I'm not imputing sins.
No te inculpo pecado.
Think of this.
Piensa,
is this the word of God?
Esta es la palabra de Dios.
But in the sight of God,
pero en la
come
vista
on,
de Dios.
I did this.
Vamos,
it's
hice
the
esto.
Word of God. It's scripture.
Es la palabra de Dios, escritura.
The bride is justified.
La novia es justificada.
She never did it in the first place.
Nunca lo hizo en primer lugar.
Standing there married to the virtuous Son of God.
Paradas casada como una hijo virtuoso de Dios.
Never sinned the first place.
Nunca pecó en primer lugar.
Why?
Porque
she was foreordained.
Ella fue preordenada.
She's trapped.
Ella fue atrapada.
Matthew 13.
Mateos 13.
And now when she heard.
Y ahora cuando ella escuchó.
When she heard.
Cuando ella escuchó.
When she heard the truth.
Cuando escuchó la verdad.
She came.
Ella vino.
The blood cleansed her.
Y él la limpió, la sangre limpió. Y ella
no
se para virtuosa.
Justified.
Justificada.
How great is our God. How great is his name. He's the greatest one. Forever the same. He rolled back the wall. You amaze me. Of the mighty, stand up, brother and sister. And he said, I'm going to lead you.
Put your trust in me.
Oh, come on, you guys. Do you know how simple those words are? Put your trust in me. That's what he says, right? Put your trust in me. Yeah. Quit trusting your brain. Quit trusting your intellect. What? Trust in your wonderful power of reasoning. Uh-huh. Quit looking at anything scientific. Look at the Word of God. All right? We believe God. Right? Who quickens the dead?
Creemos
what
a Dios,
else?
Que levanta de la muerte. ¿Qué más?
Oh, goodness. There's faith out there. Listen, brothers and sisters, there's faith out there in the world. People have it. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you want it?
Hay fe allá afuera en el mundo.
Then you submit yourself like you've never submitted before.
¿La quieres? Entonces, entrégate.
Say, God, cleanse
nunca
me.
Lo has hecho. Entonces,
so
limpia.
I consider this.
Entonces, considero esto.
And none other.
Y nada más.
I consider this.
Considero esto.
Period.
Punto.
And nothing else.
Nada más.
I want you to do a favor. Would you pick up your Bible and hold it up before the Lord?
Podrías levantar tu Biblia y
I'm going to exalt you. I'm going to exalt your word.
Exaltaré
above
tu
my
palabra.
Head, above my knowledge,
dentro,
above my
por
reasoning,
encima de cabeza,
above my heart,
conocimiento,
above everything,
mi corazón.
I exalt you. I exalt
por encima de todo,
you.
Te
let's
exalto.
Sing that song, I exalt you. Oh
te exalto.
We exalt you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We exalt you, oh Lord. Your word, amen. I exalt you.
Father, we're truly thankful this morning for the precious message you have delivered to our hearts to make us understand the gift that you have gifted to us, the hearing of your word. Help us to believe and obey what you have told us, Lord. It doesn't matter what the scenario is in our lives. If there are traps around, help us to keep our sight looking to you, Lord, to your faith, that godly faith that you want us to have, like Abraham had it, like Noah had it, Lord, like Daniel had it, Lord. Would you find perfect faith when the Son of God comes, Lord? Help us to keep that faith, Lord. Help us to have that quality of substance, Lord. Oh, Father, in this time where the world is in turmoil, Lord, we're looking to your word, Father. Quicken your Holy Spirit within us. Bring us the revelation where you want us placed, in those heavenly places, Father, that we may see, Father, not with the physical eyes, but with the spiritual eyes, that we may hear your voice, Father, as your prophets have heard, that we may be that bread, help deliver that bread to that need. Oh, Father, because the times we are living, you have placed us and you have said, this is my people. And I bring forth one of each nation and say, this is my bride. Oh, Father, help us. Oh, Santo eres Dios. Oh, holy, holy, holy. Holy you are, oh God. Thank you, Father, for your presence. Oh, Santo, 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 Holy Spirit. Father, thank you for meeting us at this point, Father, between those wings of the cherubim, Father, in the mercy seat. Here you are, Father, testifying your word that you're not religion, but your presence is true. It's real. More real than anything, and not demon, no evil can stand against you, because your life, Father, may they run away, Father, you cleanse our spirits, Lord. You forget our sins, Father, and we believe your word, because when you say it, it's done. Oh, Father, quicken your word in each one of us. Keep us believing until the day you say, come up, my people. For now, Lord, take us sound and safe to our places. And may we be rejoicing our hearts. May we share your word to the world. Let us be light in this world, in this state, Lord. Help us. May this video, Father, run through the social media and touch people's hearts too. Prove that you are the same God yesterday, today, and forever. You don't change. That it doesn't matter what the condition is. You are God. Thank you, Father. Keep us in your presence. We ask this and many more things that your sons and daughters have in their hearts, Lord. Help us to understand that you have the preeminence and you have control of everything, and you're manifesting your world, your word in this time. Thank you, Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. Let's do it one more time. Would you raise up your Bible? Would you just lift it up to him? I exalt you.
You are our bondage.